Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm. The weather forecasters were right on with their prediction of 3 to 7 inches of snowfall across the state. The latest snowstorm dropped 7 inches at Willow River and Motley, half a foot in Woodbury, 5.5 inches fell in Frazee and Hackensack, Brainerd and Mora got 5 inches, St. Cloud and Detroit Lakes reported 4.5, Moorhead, Perham, and Two Harbors received 4 inches, and Rochester, Duluth, and the Twin Cities have 3 inches on the ground. The Minnesota State Patrol responded to 156 crashes from noon to 9 p.m. Tuesday, 220 vehicles off the road, and 15 injury crashes. MnDOT's Ann Meyer says snow and ice are creating hazardous road conditions.
Our crews will be busy at work. We want you to give them plenty of room to do their job safely. So that means staying back at least 10 car lengths. If you can safely get around them, do so, but that's really challenging in some conditions. Do your parts to keep safe, and everybody will get through this latest round of snow.
She recommends drivers check 511MN.org or call 511 before heading out this morning. Struggling farmers in the state are welcoming news of a $12 billion federal aid package. But Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing says they'd rather make a profit off their harvest than take a government payment.
Oh, 100%. You want to sell your products into a market that's profitable. Sometimes, unfortunately, we need a little assistance to get to a little bit better market.
Minnesota soybean farmers were hit especially hard due to tariffs and the trade war with China. Glessing says the payments will begin rolling out in February. State Senator Steve Drazkowski of Mazeppa is not seeking re-election next year. The Republican from southeastern Minnesota was first elected to the House in 2007 before winning the Senate District 20 seat in 2022. Minnesota winters can be brutal on our skin, and the University of Minnesota is offering some tips on how to care for it. U of M Dr. David Pearson says moisturizing is the key.
Putting on your moisturizer cream. So using moisturizers is really the mainstay of treatment of dry skin. And in one sense, it's sort of intuitive to put on moisturizers to help moisturize the skin. But on the other hand, it can be inconvenient to be reapplying moisturizers. People forget, they're doing other things. But that is definitely the mainstay of treatment.
Dr. Pearson says dry skin is the most common issue during the winter in Minnesota. And the Golden Gopher men's basketball team plays sixth-ranked Purdue tonight in West Lafayette, Indiana. Minnesota's 5-4 overall and 1-0 in the Big Ten after last Wednesday's 73-64 win over then 19th-ranked Indiana. The 8-1 Boilermakers are coming off Saturday's 81-58 home loss to Iowa State. Purdue was ranked number one at the time. This is MNN.